We're going to learn Daf Chaf Gimel, Masechtos Ksuvos. We're going to start, however, from the last couple of lines on the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis, with the Tana Rabbanan, the third to last line in the middle of the line. So we're talking about over here that the Edim come and say, either contradict each other, or they both agree that this person, that the husband died, or she got divorced. So, on that note, the Gemara starts as follows. Tana Rabbana. Shnayim Omer Niskacha, Shnayim Omer Loi Niskacha. So you have two Edim coming into Bezdin, and the words of the Brisa are Shnayim. The two come and say, we saw that this girl got engaged, and two people are saying, we know that she's not engaged. So the halacha is, Harezu Loi Tinasa, she's not allowed to get married, meaning to somebody else, because she might be engaged based on the first Edim. However, but if she does get married, she doesn't have to get divorced. Because we don't have real evidence over here, because we have two Edim contradicting each other, so therefore it's not set in stone, and if she does get married, we're not going to stop it. On the other hand, two Edim coming and say that she's divorced, and two Edim say, no, she never got divorced. Again, she's not allowed to get married because we don't know what to do, and it could be that she's still married, so she's not allowed to get remarried. In this case, the Braisa says that if she does get married, we have to, in this case remarried, she has to get divorced, because we'll consider it as if she's still married. But the Gemara is going to explain what the difference is between the two cases. So essentially the major difference is, in both cases we have a contradiction whether or not she's married. And in one case we say, okay, the second guy she can stay married to. And the first case we say she can stay married in the case of Kedushin. In the case of Gerushin we say she can't stay married. So now on the top of Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between them? In both cases it's a suffix whether or not she's married to somebody else. So why in one case do we say she has to get divorced, she can't stay married? And in the other case, we say it's fine, she can stay married. So the first answer the Gemara gives is Amar Abaya Tirgumo. So Abaya says over here, you have to explain it as like follows. Be'ed Echod, that there's only one aid. That even though the Braisa says Shnayim Omrim this and Shnayim Omrim that, even though that's the words of the Braisa, Abaya says you have to change it. What we really mean to say is that it's only one. It's only one aid on each side. So like this. So in the case of Kedushin, you have one witness who's saying she got married. And you have another single aid that says, no, she never got married. So the similarity between them is like this. Both of them are saying she was a single girl. We're both admitting to that basic fact, because it's a question about whether or not she got engaged. But certainly she is a single girl. So that becomes the basis. The high deka omer niskacho, so now you only have one aid, because remember Abai is saying we're only talking about one person. So now he's saying you have the one who says that she got engaged, havelei chad. For that piece of testimony, he's only one witness. Ve'ein dvarav shalecha b'mokim shnayim. And you don't have one aid in when you have two. So two people say she's a single girl, and one guy says she got engaged. That one witness is not going to be enough to change her status. So again, it's enough of a suffix that we say don't get married, because you know we have somebody here saying you're engaged. On the other hand, it's not enough to say that if she got married, we're going to force her out of it, because we really don't have any testimony that she's a married girl. That's in the case of Gedushin. In the safer case, when we talk about whether she got divorced, so again, one person says she was divorced, and a second aide says that she wasn't divorced. So let's go to the basics. Both of them are admitting and testifying that she was a married woman. The only question is whether that marriage ended. So once again, you have one witness saying it ended with a divorce. He's only one aide. He's only one witness. And of course, one witness against two, because what do we mean against two? Because we have two that says she was married, and one that says she's divorced, which is, i.e., not married. So we have one against two, so we're not going to listen to that one when you have a halacha over here that she is halachically considered married. So it's very simple teretz, and that's why if she gets remarried, we're going to make her get divorced. Because she doesn't have enough evidence, she doesn't have enough testimony, valid witness that says that she is in fact not married. Rav Ashi says, Lo'oilom trei v'trei. Let's go back to the way the Braisa, the Girsa of the Braisa, that it says two against two. The Epoch, but we have to change around the whole halacha. Meaning the first halacha, when it's talking about Kedushin, actually she cannot stay married. And when we're talking about divorce, believe it or not, she could stay married. And Rav Ashi is going to explain. Shnayim Oimrim, Inhu Sheniskacha. You have two witnesses come in and say, we saw she got engaged. The Shnayim Oimrim, Loira Inhu Sheniskacha. And two witnesses says, we never saw that she got engaged. Harezu Loitinosa, she's not allowed to get married, because you have two that say, I saw. Vimnisa is Teitse. And if she got married, she now has to get divorced, because we have two Aiden that say that she got married. Now, what about the second Aiden? So the Gemara says, here's the explanation. Pshita, of course she has to get divorced from the second guy. This is a very, very interesting lashon. It comes up in a few places in Shas. That if you didn't see, that doesn't prove anything. You can't be there 24 hours. Right? 24/7. You can't possibly have known what happened over here just because you didn't see. I don't know. So you don't know, since when did that become a testimony? So therefore, the only real testimony we have here is the testimony of the witnesses saying that we saw her get engaged.
It's like the shaman.
So what's the chiddush?
The chuppah kappah, the canopy says I never gave it out.
Right.
It's like that. I never distributed it.
So, right. Okay.
Whatever.
Gemara answers like tzricha. So the reason why that is at least a valid argument, it's not a winning argument, but a valid argument, is the diary b'chotzer echol. All these people live within the same courtyard. They all, you know, and we know the yentas that go on over there, they all live over there. So ma'udatema im isa deneskacha kola isla. That if, in fact, that she got engaged, it's not possible that they wouldn't know. They would at least know that something happened, that she got engaged. I mean, they live right next door. Kamash Malon, so that's why we have to say, there are some people that actually do get engaged for whatever reason. I mean, maybe you're in Russia behind the Iron Curtain or something, and you don't want people to know. They get engaged without anybody knowing, and these two Adim who were there, they know. And the other two Adim says, we never saw, and now it's possible they never see. In any event, that's why, even though technically there is a hakosha, there is enough of a suffix over here that we say, don't get married. But if she tries to get married, we're going to say teitze, because the only two valid edim are the ones that say we saw. Because the ones that say they didn't see, they should have known. They most likely would have known, but they don't, and therefore she's considered married. Now, seifa is the opposite. The seifa of the rice is the other way around. Shnayim oimrim re'inushin is garsha. Two people say we saw that she got divorced. Shnayim oimrim loy re'inushin is garsha. The other two say we never know. We never saw that she got divorced. So once again, I raise loyti not say she doesn't have to. She's not supposed to get married because of the suffix. The mnisays loy teitze. But now, again, changing the gear. But now, if she got married, we're not going to make her get undo that marriage. Why? Because we have valid edim that say we saw that she got divorced. We have two Adam that are contradicting here. So, my Kamash Malone, what's the Chiddush over here? Afagav de Dairi b'chotzer echod. So you're going to say, the Chiddush is the same thing, that they live in the same chotzer, and if she got divorced, we would have known. So, okay, fine. So, Hainu Hach, that's the same thing as the Reisha. Why, if that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, that the fact is we don't take the people who didn't see into consideration, we already established that it's possible that they don't know. So the Gemara says again the same thing. It could be that when it comes to getting engaged, they do it quietly. They shouldn't let anybody know. And again, especially if you're living in the crazy times in among the Goyim, where the Hegmon would come, like we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, where the Hegmon would come. So maybe they don't want people to know that they're engaged, because that will invite the wrong thing. But maybe by divorce, maybe that's something that people would more likely know, and therefore the fact that we don't know actually means something. So Kamash Malon, no. So therefore the Braisa has to say it both ways. The Avdi Inish Inshi Demekachi U Demegarshi Bitsino. There are some people that could get engaged without telling people, and there are some people who can get divorced even without telling anybody, and therefore it's possible that the Edom don't know. So therefore, according to the way Rav Ashi is learning, so that's why it's possible we give them enough validity, the guys who say we didn't know, we give them enough validity to say, don't get remarried, because it's possible your story is not correct, we would have known. On the other hand, if they get remarried, so by Kedushin, the guys who know for sure are the people who say she got engaged. So we can't let that marriage stage. And in the same thing by divorce. The people who know for sure what happened are the people who say she got divorced. So therefore, we're going to let that marriage, the second marriage, stay. That's the explanation to the Gemara. That takes us to the next line in the Mishnah. So the last line in the Mishnah was, there were two cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah we had before on Chaf Beis was two cases of Pesha Asa Pesha Hiter. One was a case where a girl says, I was married and now I'm divorced. That was the first case. The second case was that I was captured, but nothing happened to me. I can marry a Koyin. Those were the two cases. So the Mishnah ended off with this line, the im mishanisis bo edim, if now that she did already get remarried, witnesses come and say she was not allowed to get married. So the halacha is loitetze. That's what the Mishnah's words are, loitetze. The question is, as the Gemara is about to say, which case is it going on? Is it going on now I'm divorced case, or is it going on I was captured case? Or both. So the Gemara says, Ravashi masni lo aresha. So Ravashi learns it's going on the marriage case. Rabba bar Abin masni lo asefo. And Rabba bar Abin says it's going on the captured case. Now what would be the difference? The Gemara is going to spell it out. Manda masni lo aresha. If you say that she could say I was divorced and she was able to get remarried based on that, even with Adam saying she never did, kol shekein asefo, then for sure in the Sefer case we're going to believe her over the Edim. The Beshvuya Hekilu, by Shvuya we're going to be Mekel under any circumstance, because as Rashi says, and it's very important, because the whole business of saying that someone who's captured is not allowed to marry a Kohen is only a Cheshash Ba'almo. It's a Chumra Ba'almo, because we don't really know that anything happened. I mean, if she says, that's one thing, but if she's denying the fact that anything happened, we don't really know. So Al Chumra, we're not going to let her marry a Kohen. So if she went ahead and got married, we're certainly going to let her stay married, even if Adam come after the fact. Uman demasni lo asefa, but that means the second Rabba bar Abin, the one who learns that it's only going in the Sefer case that we allow her to get remarried. Aval Reisha loy, but in the Reisha case, if we have two Adam now that say we know for a fact that she's not divorced, so then Anachanami, we're not going to let her stay married. Okay, that's the machloikas. So the Gemara says, Lema bidirav hamnuno kamiflagi. Maybe, let's say that they're arguing on the simple case of Rav Hamnuna's halacha is, and we learned this back on Chaf Beis, Rav Hamnuna said that a woman does not have the chutzpah to walk over to her husband and say, you divorced me, unless it's actually true. Now if it's true, then it's not chutzpah. But if it's not true, the average normal woman wouldn't walk over and just say, we're divorced, when it's not true. So let's say that they're arguing on that. Leva but the Rav Hamnuna kamiflagi. Demand the masna aresha islay the Rav Hamnuna. So the one who says that it even applies to divorce holds of Rav Hamnuna, because he's saying that she could say, I am divorced, and we're going to believe her because she'd never have the chutzpah otherwise. But the one who says that, no, by captivity, since it's a chumrah, we can believe her. But by marriage, no, she doesn't have she would have the chutzpah to go over and say, I'm divorced, even though she's actually technically not divorced. Okay, so that would be the very simple machlekes. It's a cool. We'll rely on the kula by going. But it's a kula, right? Well, no. The whole reason we're machmer in the first place is just a chumrah. The fact that we don't allow her to marry a kohen in the first place is just a chumrah. So therefore, it's easier for us to be mekel. Has nothing to do with chutzpah. So, but it comes out then that they're arguing in Rav Hamnuna himself, who's an amoyer. So the Gemara says, "Loi, the kulei alma is like the Rav Hamnuna." Really, everybody agrees with Rav Hamnuna's statement that the average woman would not have the chutzpah to say, "I'm divorced," if in fact, in reality, she's not divorced. So then, what are they arguing about? They're arguing as follows: the Marsover ki itma the Rav Hamnuna befonov. So we all agree that she would never have the chutzpah to his face. Avol shaloi befonov meiza. But here we're not talking about to his face. Here the case is she comes into Bezdin, and to Bezdin she can make up whatever claims she wants to claim, and therefore she would have the chutzpah. And if she has that chutzpah in Bezdin, that means we can't really trust that it's a real statement. So now when Adam come and clarify and say, no, she never got divorced, we say, okay, that explains everything, and she'll have have to get divorced. However, Omar Sova Shaloi Befanav Nami Yenem Iza, and the Shita that says this applies even in the Reisha, says even in Shaloi Befanav, she would never make up that kind of story. She'd never have the chutzpah to say, I am a divorcee, I'm a divorced lady, unless in fact she really is. And therefore, when she comes into Bezin and says, I'm divorced, we absolutely believe her, and therefore, even if Edom come later, we're not going to undermine that existing marriage.
Okay.
Now it says again, just quoting from the Mishnah again, the Mishnah says, "Bo Edim, if once she was married, then she doesn't have to get divorced." So the Gemara says like this: Amar Avuah Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, says like this: Loi nisseis nisseis mamish. We don't mean that she actually got married. Ella kivon shehetiru tiruhu linase. Once Bezdin paskins that it's mutter for her to get married, even if she has not yet gotten married and witnesses show up, then she doesn't have to, then she can continue listening to Psak of Bezdin. The Gemara says, one second, the actual words of the Mishnah of Haloi Teitze Katani, it says she doesn't have to get divorced. So it sounds like those words mean no. If she got actually married, then she doesn't have, but it sounds like if she hasn't yet gotten married, we don't have a heter anymore to get married. So the Gemara says, no, the words mean, Loi Teitze Mehetera Harishayim. She doesn't have to undo, once Bezdin gave her the Psak, that she is mutter, she remains mutter no matter what happens afterwards. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Omer Nishbeis, if it's a Tahirani, our case. She says, I was captured and I am Tara. The Yeshli Edim Shatahira Ani, and I can even prove, I have witnesses that know that that were with me the whole time that nothing ever happened. So the Gemara is, Ain Oimrim Nantin Achiyava Edim. We don't even though she claims that there are Edim, we don't have to wait for those Edim to show up. Elamatir Noisa Miyad. Right away, we say, oh, if you have Edim, okay, fine. Again, because remember, the whole concept over here is only a chumrah, the fact that we suspect that she was with the guy. So therefore, if she claims she has Edim, we're going to trust her and believe her that she has Edim. So, but let's say in this case, we say, okay, fine, no problem, go get married. And now, in fact, Edim come, and they say, no, it's not true. We don't really know whether or not she's okay. Now, in this case, they're contradicting her whole reliance. She doesn't have to get divorced because we relied on it. But now it turns out that the Edim don't really know. So then, now, as long as they don't contradict her, they say, we don't know. We don't know, so then she could stay married. Vimbo, Edim Tumo, but if Edim actually show up and say, what are you talking about? We saw what actually happened. Afilu Yeshla Kama Bonim, even if she's married for a long time, now we know, we have Edim that say she can't be married to the Kayin, she's going to have to get divorced. Now remember, this is only an issue for Kayin, I just want to make sure that that's clear, because it's a Znus issue. So it's only married to a Kayin. Now, a story. These girls who were captured, that were brought by their captives to Nahardo. So Oisiv Avu de Shmuel Neturi Bahadayu. So Avu de Shmuel put a guard. Now he saw they were captured girls, so he put a guard to make sure to watch whether or not the Goyim were with them. Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel, who's the son, said, "Va'ada idna man nitrinu." So until now, who watched them? They've been captured for 2 years. All of a sudden, they show up in your town. Now all of a sudden, you got to guard them. What does that help? So the Mefarshim, the Marsha, explains that this is talking about. They weren't arguing. Of course, we should guard them and we should protect them. It's important. But the point is that the Machlekes over here. What is the point? Halachically, what is the point? Amalei. So Avu Shmuel answered, "Ilu b'nasecha havin. If they were your daughters, mi havis mizalzul b'hu, would you just let them be there? Of course, you would want to put a guard as much as possible. Kulei hai, right? Mizalzul b'hu, kulei hai. Would you let them go that much to be without a guard?" The Gemara now says, "Haveshkaga chiyotzim lefnei asholet." This was something mistakenly came out from the king. Ishtabion banse demar Shmuel, and then the daughters of Shmuel were captured because Abu de Shmuel said, "If they were your daughters," and now actually because he said that, now all of a sudden the story happened to his daughters. Vaskinu la'arad Yisrael. So these girls were captured here in Nahardo, and they were taken to Eretz Yisrael. They take them far away. So Ukma Lishvoyinu Me'avroi. So this is very interesting. So they told their captors, stay outside of the courtroom for a minute. Va'aili Lebe Midrasha, and we're gonna go into the base medrash to Rav Chanina. And they went into the Beis Medrash by themselves. They just walked in as regular girls into the Beis Medrash. Ha'amris nespesi v'tahirani. So one girl said, they were two daughters. One girl said, I was captured, but I'm tahir. Nothing happened. V'ha'amr nespesi v'tahirani. And the other daughter also said, I was captured, but nothing happened. So, sharinu. So Rav Chanina said, fine, you're mutter. That's the classic case of Pesha also Pesha Hitter. That's Mutter. So if all also Shvoyanu. So then the captors came into the courtroom and showed that no, these girls are really captured. So Amar Rav Chanina Benin Demarayon Inun. You are the daughters of someone who knows how to paskin. The fact that you knew to not let us know that you were captured, and you presented your side of the story in Beis Din, and you created the ability for Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter, clearly you come from somebody who knows halacha and knows what to do. So now Rav Chanina realized that they were the daughters of Mar Shmuel. Amar le Rav Chanina le Rav Shemon. So Rav Chanina now said to Rav Shemon Bar Abba, who was a Kohen, Poik itapo v'krei v'sechel, go deal with your relatives, meaning that you should marry one of them, marry them to a Kohen, because they're totally, totally kosher. Amar le Rav Chanina. So Rav Shemon said to Rav Chanina, Va'ike edim v'dinas hayam. But there are clearly people who know that they were captured. So it could be in your Beis Din they walked in and gave you a Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter. But obviously the people over there know that she was captured, so they don't really have the Pesha Asa. So the Gemara says, Hashtamiyas Lesnu Kamon. So Rav Chanina answered, right now there's no Edom in front of us. We are our own Beis Din. As far as we're concerned, the only ones that we need to worry about are these girls in front of us and their mutter. Because Edom b'tzad istan v'te'aser, because there are Edom someplace, we're going to aser them. That's not the way Beis Din works. That we have to be choshes that there might be Edom someplace anyplace up north we don't have to worry about. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Taimo d'loy aser Edom. That's because the Edom didn't show up. Ha aser Edom mitzera. But if Edom would come and tell us that we know for a fact that they were captured, even after the fact, it sounds like they were aser. Rav Chanina's answer was, I don't have Edom in front of me at the moment. And as far as I'm concerned, these girls are on their own. So that's fine. But it sounds like that implies that if those Edom that he was talking about actually showed up, we would have to listen to those Edom. But the problem is, V'amar Avua de Shmuel, but we already said, Kiven she'tiruhu li'nasei, we already said, once we give them the heter, afal pi sh'loi nisas, even if they didn't get married yet. And that would be the situation over here also. Avua says, we don't revert, we don't retract, even if Edom show up later. So the same thing over here also is that they should. Why are you worried that you have to retract? Amar Rav Ashi, Ede Toma Itmar. What he was saying is like this. What he was worried about is there was apparently a rumor, this is the way Tosfos is Masber, there was apparently a rumor that there were Edim that could substantiate the fact that they were not Tahar. They weren't just Edim that they were captured. There's a possibility that there are Edim that are going to claim that they're not Mutter to marry a Kohen. And therefore, that was the back and forth. He was saying, right now there are no Edim. But if Edim come and say clearly that they are Tamei, then Anachanami, we can't believe them anymore. But Edim would show up, so again, you have to understand, it's a very important difference. If Edim show up after the fact, after we gave them the heter, and say, we know that they were captured, we say, thank you very much, we already knew that, Pesha also Pesha Hitter, their mutter. But if Edim show up and say, no, we know the worst, we know that they were, you know, that there's a, that they weren't Mazana, the Goyim, whatever, did what they did, then Anachanami, you have Edim. This is Edim like any other Edim. Edim that show up after the fact, real Edim that say you're a problem, we have to listen to the Edim. So then, that's what he was choshesh for, and that's where Rav Chanina was mechadesh, that right now, I don't have these Edim. You have a rumor that these Edim might show up, but right now they're clean. And as far as I'm concerned, that halacha stands until proven otherwise. So if those Edim never show up, she's going to be mutter to marry a Kohen. So now we're up to the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, the top of the Amud, new Mishnah. Shtei Nashim Shenishbu. So now you have two women that were captured. Zoyse Meres Nishpesi V'Tahirani. This girl says, I was captured, but I am Tahar. Zoyse Meres Nishpesi V'Tahirani. And the other girl says, also, I am captured. I was captured. Ein ne'emanus, they're not believed. So Rashi obviously has to explain the reason why they're not believed here is because there are eidim that they were captured. So this is not a pesha also pesha hitter. Because if they were telling us they were captured, we already established that they're believed. Ubizman, the Mishnah continues, but if they testify about the other girl, then they're believed. Because again, as we mentioned already a few times, that this is their extra makel when it comes to captured girls. So if you have somebody, even a woman, testifying that you are tahar, we're going to believe that testimony, and we therefore consider her tahar, she's allowed to marry a kohen. That's the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Anit Tameya v'chaveirosi tahar. So we're going to go through a few cases. You have to keep track of what the cases are. The first case is where she says, I am Tameh, but my friend is tahar. So again, she's testifying about her friend. Ne'emenes. She's going to be believed about, well, everything. Anit Tahar v'chaveirosi Tameya. What are the other way around? She says, I am tahar, but my friend is Tameh. Ein ne'emenes. Actually, we'll see. She's not believed about anything. Ani the chaveirosi tameya. If she says we're both tamei, so then ne'emenes ala atzma. She's ne'eman to say she, about herself. She's tamei. Ve'ne ne'emenes al chaverta. But here she is not ne'eman about her friend to say that her friend is tamei. We don't, because she's a single woman, a single aide, we're not going to believe that. And the other way around, ani v'chaverosi tahira, and if one of she says, we're both tahar, so once again, ne'emenes al chaverta, because we already established, one witness about somebody else is good. Ve'en ne'emenes al asma, but she's not even going to be believed about herself. And as we'll see later in the Gemara, the chiddush is that even though she's ne'eman about her friend, she's still not ne'eman about herself. Okay, so those are the four cases. So Amar Mar, let's go through the cases and explain each one. Ani tahira v'chaverosi, when he says, I am Tahar, my friend is Tameh, she's not believed on anything. Why? Hey Chidami, what's the case over here? We haven't established what the case is. If there are no Edim, meaning there's no witnesses that know that they were captured in the first place, why wouldn't she be believed about herself? As we already established in the last Mishnah, that Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter. If she's the one telling me she was captured, then she should finish the story and say, but I'm Tahar. So why isn't she believed? That's the case of saying, I was captured and I am Tahar. So it can't be Elapshita de Ika Edim. It has to be that the case is talking about there are Edim that already know that she was captured and that's why she's not believed. Okay, that's the first case. Now, Ema Mitziyasa, let's look at the next case. Ani v'chaveirosi tameya. We are both tamei. Then the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, ne'emenes al atzmo. She is believed about herself that she is tamei. Ve'ene ne'emenes al chaverto, but she's not ne'eman on her friend, that the friend is tamei. Now, we already said in the Reisha case that there were Edim that say that she was captured. So let's assume that's true over here also. And if there are Edim that say that these girls were captured, so why wouldn't she be believed to say about her friend that she's Tomei? That fits the story. The story is that they're captured and we sort of assume that anyway. So why would we disregard what she's saying if she says that her friend is Tomei? Elapshita deleka Edim. So it must be the way we understand this. The reason why she's not believed is because there are no Edim here in the first place that they were ever captured. Okay, so the middle case is they're no Edim. Emasefa, let's look at the last case. Ani v'chaveirosi tahira. So they're saying they're both tar. Ne'emenes achaverta, only on her friend she's believed. Ve'ena ne'emenes alasmo, and she's not believed about herself. Now once again, so if we're following the flow of the Mishnah, v'deleka Edim. So if there are no Edim, because we just said the last case was there are no Edim, so atzma amayloi mehemna. Why wouldn't she be believed about herself? Once again, she should have a pesha asa pesha hitter. If there are no Edim, I'm telling you I was captured, I should be ne'eman to say I'm tar. Elapshito de'ik Edim. So it must be that the reason why she's not believed is because there are already Edim that say that she was captured. So it comes out, Reish of the Sefer, the first case and the last case, the Ika Edim, that there are Edim and that's why she's not believed. Mitziyasa Deleka Edim, and the middle case all of a sudden is that there are no Edim. So it doesn't make any sense that the Mishnah would go back and forth and back and forth just to tell a different halacha. However, Omar Abaya in Abaya very often does this. He says, yes, that's not a problem. Reish of the Sefer to Ika Edim, you're right, we'll learn that the beginning case, the first case and the last case is there are Edim. And the middle case, in fact, the chiddush is that there are no Edim. So even though we are jumping back and forth in the cases, whether or not there are Edim, which is a little bit interesting, a little bit different. Still, Enochanami, that's the way Abaye wants to learn, because that's the biggest chiddush of the Braisa, and that makes sense in the Braisa. That's Abaye's teretz. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says no. Kulo de'ike edim. We have to say the case over here is that there are edim in all the cases. There are edim that she was captured, and that's why she's not nemon about herself. However, the ikka eid echo de ka apich, but there's another witness here that says the opposite of whatever she says. Okay? So whatever she says, there's somebody out there that says just the opposite. So here's the interesting case. So the way to explain the braisa is like this. Omra ani tameya, once she says that I am tamei v'chaveirasi tahira, and but my friend is tar, v'omar lo eid echad, so let's see, the case was, remember, somebody saying just the opposite. And the eid echad says, no, at tahira, you're the tahar one, v'chaveirascha tameya, and your friend is the one that's tamei. So what do we do now? Because we have each, we have one against one on each one of them, saying the opposite. So, but the problem is like this. Ihu, ihi, on herself, shavdi lenafshe chaticha di yisura. She made herself aser. And the point is that once you say about yourself that you're aser, that becomes halacha. So even though really, technically, there's somebody out there saying you're tahar, which would have been good if you kept your mouth shut, but now that you already said, I am tameh, you're too late. You made yourself aser, you're done. However, chavarta, but her friend, mishtariya, is going to be mutter, apuma dida, is going to be mutter, because she said about her friend, you are tahar. And in this case, by captured girls, one witness is enough. And once she said about her friend, you are tahar, it doesn't matter that there's another guy or girl out there saying that she's tahar. It doesn't matter, because she already has one witness that says that she's tahar. That's the first case. Next case. Ani tahira v'chaveirasi tameya. So again, she says about herself, I am tahar, and my friend is tamei. V'amar lo eid echad. And now you have the other witness that's contradicting her and says, no, atmei, you're the tamei one, v'chaveirascha tahara, and your friend is the one that's completely tahar. So what do you do now? Se'ihi, about herself, kivin de'ika eidim, lav kol kamine. So since there are Edim, remember, she says that she's Tahar, but there are now Edim that say that she is Tameh, we're not going to believe her anymore. Because, again, remember, the case, as Rav Papa is learning, is that there were Edim that she was captured. And now we just have the one-on-one about what happened. So she's no longer believed, she can't be believed anymore because she doesn't have the Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter, because there are Edim that she was captured. And we have a guy or a girl saying that she's Tomei, so that's it, she's stuck. However, Chaverto Mishtaria Puma De Eid. So even though she said about her friend that she's Tomei, doesn't matter. Because there is somebody testifying that she is tahar, and that's all you need. You need somebody else to testify that you're tahar, and we're going to believe them. Next case. Ani v'chaveirasi tameh. What about the case where she says, we're both tameh? So v'omar lo eidechad at v'chaveircha tahayra. And the other person says, no, you're both tahar. So, what do we do over here? So, once again, she said about herself that she's tameh, game's over. Once you say, I am tameh, it doesn't matter what anybody else says, you made yourself aser. Chaverta, but her friend, mishtaria apumo de'ed, but her friend, even though she said this tameh, doesn't matter, we don't listen to her. We have one valid witness, even though it's only one witness, we have a witness saying that she's tahar, that's good enough, and we're gonna believe her. So the Gemara says, okay, that's very nice. Hasu lomali, but what do we need this case for? Haina resha. There's nothing that this case taught us that we didn't already know from the other cases. The bottom line is that when you have somebody saying about her friend she's tahar, we'll believe her. And about herself, she makes herself shavya nafsha chaticha de yisura. That's also something that we already learned in the first case. So what's the chiddush? So ma'u dutayma hani tarvayo tahiris ninhu. We would have thought that in this case, actually, even though she said about herself that she's tameh, maybe she's really tahar. Why? Because you do have a witness that says she's tahar. V'haydeka amres hachi, and the reason why she said about herself that she is tameh is because tamas nafshi in plishtim hi. Maybe she just wants to die alone. In other words, if she wants to say about her friend that her friend is tameh, which turns out, by the way, it turns out not to be true, because remember, there is a witness here that's contradicting everything that she says. But if she says, if already my friend is going to be tamei, the only way it's going to happen is if I make myself tamei also. So she claims that she is tamei about herself just to bring down her friend. Okay, kamash malon, so that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that we don't say that. We don't say that she was lying. We actually believe her, and we believe her that she's also. We don't say that the reason why she said she was tamei was just to get the other person in trouble. We don't say, in other words, about herself. Right, she said about herself that she's tamei just to get, really it was a lie about herself. But she said it just to get the other person in trouble. We don't say that, but actually we say that what she said about herself is true, and therefore she's tamei. Next case, the Gemara says, Ani v'chavei rasi tahiru. What about this case, where she says, everybody is tahar, v'amar la eid echad, at v'chavei rasecha tameya. They say, no, both of you guys are actually tummy. So now, ihi kivin de ikka eidim lav kol kimyeh. So we already know that since there are eidim that she was captured, she doesn't have the pesha of pesha yitter, she's not going to be tahar just because she said so. Chaverta mishtaria apumadida, and her friend, but her friend is going to be tahar because she said about her friend that she's tahar, and one witness is good. So hasulam that's already the ratio of the ratio that we said, that she's believed about her friend, even and she's not believed about herself. So what's the chiddush over here? So the Gemara says, I would have thought you would have thought. So the girsa that we have in the Gemara is like this. The first pshat in Rashi is, we believe her because she is making herself pasul, so it makes it sound like it's more valid. But where she's trying to make herself tar, where she's just presenting it to make it look good, maybe we don't believe her anymore. Maybe she's just, you know, fluff. She's just making everything good, and therefore we shouldn't believe her at all, even on her friend. Kamash Malon, that's why we say Kamash Malon, that the chiddush is that even though we don't believe a word she's saying about herself, we're still going to believe her about her friend, and we're going to make her tar. We're going to make the friend tahar. That's the way, that's the girsa that we have in our Gemara. Rashi does bring a different girsa also, that it's not that b'mokam de pasla, that she is already pasla for herself. Rather, we say that the other aid that came is a pasla aid, and that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you would have thought that the only time we could believe that single aid testifying about the friend is if the aid themselves is a kosher witness, kamash malon, that it could even be a pasla. That it could even be, that's what the chiddush of the seifa is, that it, even if that other witness is a woman or even a slave, and they say that she's tahar, we're going to believe that slave to make her tahar. Okay. So the next Mishnah. The chain shnei anoshim. So till now we've been talking about women divorced or captured. We spent a lot of time with captures. Now we're going to switch. What about men? Men also, are they believed to say edus? And here the context is, just so that you know, the men are claiming to be a kayin. A guy walks in and says, I am a kayin. And now, to give the guy an aliyah is no big deal, because that, the Gemara says, already is already giving cover to kahuna. You're not giving cover to the guy, you're giving cover to kahuna, so it's not a problem. Here the halacha is, as Rashi points out, we're talking about giving him truma, which is a din d'araisa. You have a chiv to give truma to the right person, and also to allow him to eat truma. A zara is not allowed to eat truma. So do we believe a guy who walks into town for the first time and says, I am a kohen, give me your truma? So v'chein shnei anoshim, ze I'm a kohen ani, v'ze I'm a kohen ani, a guy who says, I am a kohen, eino ne'emonim, we don't believe them. The Gemara is going to explain what the case is, that we don't believe them. Okay? We don't believe a guy walks into town to start giving them truma. But when they start testifying about the other guy and they say, I know that he is a kohen, actually the way Rashi learns over here is he says, I'm a kohen and he is a kohen, so then we believe him, and the other guy also says, I'm a kohen and the other guy is a kohen, so then the Mishnah says, we do believe them, as we're going to see in this moment, even though we're choshesh for goimlin. Goimlin means, You do a favor for me, I'll do a favor for you. We'll each testify about the other guy to help each other out. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain malin l'kuhuna al pi eid echad. He says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely not. Just because one guy decided to tell me that as a kohen, that's not enough evidence for me to believe them. I'm a Rabbi Lazar, this is all the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar says, Amasai bizman shiyesh oirin. When do we say we don't believe them? When do I suspect that we can't believe them? When there's somebody saying, no, there's a problem over here, he's not really a valid kohen. Welcome, Shane Oirin. Malin l'kuhuna al pi eidechad. Why not? If there's no reason to suspect one way or another, and a guy walks in and says he's a kohen, there's no reason not to believe him. Of course, we're going to believe him, and therefore we can trust that. That's so. Rabbi Lozer makes a difference between whether it's based on something or not based on something. or based on the problem or not. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Asagan. He says, Malon Lekuhuna Al Piyed Echad. He says, no, we always believe them. And the Gemara is going to explain what the Machlekes over here is, because it sounds like that was the Tanakama Shita also, that we always believe them. So he says, but he just makes a flat statement. He says, Malon Lekuhuna Al Piyed Echad, and we'll see in the Gemara, we'll see on Daf Chav Dalet what the reason is, what the Machlekes is. Okay, so let's start quickly to get to the bottom of the Yomid. We're going to end up stopping in the middle of the Sugya, but for now, let's get to the bottom of the Yomid. So the Gemara asks, Kol Hani Lomali, because we now have a number of cases of Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitter, or more importantly, when you don't have a Pesha Aser, we don't believe the person. So the Gemara is going to go through now we just have like five or six different cases, so we're going to go through why the Mishnah felt it was necessary to list each one of those cases. So Tzricha, we need each one. If you start with the case of Maida Rabbi Yeshua, just a reminder. Rabbi Yeshua's case was where a guy comes over to you and says, this field used to belong to your father, but he sold it to me, and therefore it belongs to me. Okay, that's the case. So he's a Pesha Aser, because he never had to tell you that it belonged to your father. And he decided to give you the whole story, so we believe him. Rabbi Yeshua says we believe him. So why do we need that case? Mishum de'ika drorah de'mamayinu. Over there, there's a suffix of money. It's a suffix of money that, the way the Rashi learns, the simple pshat is, the suffix of money that impacts me directly. Okay? So the way Rashi learns, drawer the money, it makes a nafkamina for my wallet. Because I didn't have to say anything. The fact that I was willing to say this shows that I'm confident that you're gonna believe my whole story. Aval Edim, Deleka Drawer de Mamaino, but by when witnesses are talking about whether, this is talking about the signatures, whether they're valid signatures or not. So it doesn't make a difference to them, it doesn't impact their wallet. There's no nafkamina to them, whether or not they believed or not believed. So then in that case, Amaloy, we don't believe them. The way Rashi learns is, we don't believe them because what happened is like this. First they walk into Beis Din and they say, these are valid signatures. And then they say, oh, but we were forced to sign this. So we suspect that they actually switched their mind, that really they never meant to say that all is one testimony. They meant to say they're valid signatures. And then for whatever reason, they don't like Reuven. They don't want him to get the money. So they say, oh yeah, but he forced us to. Just to like get at him so he shouldn't get his money. Right? So maybe in that case, this is a maybe. Maybe you think that therefore we can't believe their whole story because it doesn't impact them personally. They just have an agenda against the other guy. That's why we have a Mishnah that tells us, no, we do believe them, and we believe that this is all one testimony, and therefore it is Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter, and we do believe the whole thing. And when they say, we were forced, that invalidates the fact that they signed on the Shtar. Okay, so that's a very big Chiddush. V'itana Edim, and if you told me the case of Edim, Mishum Dila Alma, because this is it has no impact on themselves at all. It's all about the other guy. Avil ihu lenafshei, but if it was about himself, in other words, that let's go back to Rabbi Yeshua's case where he says, "I bought the money." So maybe, if I only listed this case of the Edim, I would not be able to learn Rabbi Yeshua's case, that I bought the field from your father, because I would say, maybe I'm believed Pesha Aser, when it's not me personally. I have no agenda, it's not me, it's for you, you could believe my story. But all of a sudden, when it comes to me, maybe you're testifying about yourself, we don't believe you. So that's why we have a Mishnah that says, Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitter works on, even on himself, even about things that affect and benefit him. So now, on the top of Chavdal, we're just going to learn the first line. First one of two lines, and we'll have to stop in the middle. So the Gemara says, one second, Abel iu lenafshei emaloi, I stopped in the middle of the sentence. But maybe, but when it's testifying about himself, maybe we shouldn't believe him. That's why we need the Mishnah. Okay, one more line, and then we're going to stop. V'yash me'inan hanitarti, and if I said these two cases, meaning the case of Rabbi Yeshua about the field, and the case of the signing as witnesses on a contract, so if I only had those two, mishum de mamayinu, because those are relevant to mamon. So maybe by money matters, this is regular testimony, so we could believe them with the Pesha Aser. Aval Eishes Ish, di Isura, but when it comes to Eishes Ish, which is a whole new category of type of Isser, which is a direct Isser on the person, Emaloi, maybe we don't believe them. Okay, so we'll stop over here, even though this is really in the middle of the sugya, but we'll stop over here, so we'll pick this up next time.